Thank you very much, Gillian. As mentioned, the team will be going around with these sign-up sheets. It's very important to take note of which room you will be in, so there is not less confusion after. This is the discussion that we'll be having in information and monitoring. Before we proceed to get the briefing on the governance one, we would like to take this opportunity also to clarify the co-facilitation of these sessions. We've had a great interaction with some of the governments and major groups and stakeholders that have agreed to assist in this co-facilitation. Their role as co-facilitators, they have the opportunity to take off the co-facilitation hat and to speak on behalf of their affiliation or provide their own thoughts, of course. They will mainly provide support in managing a little bit the meeting or discussions, but also in time management to allow for all groups to hopefully go through all the questions by the end of today that have just been presented. There will be one co-facilitator from government and one co-facilitator from major groups and stakeholders in each of the five breakout rooms. The co-facilitators in room one is the government of United States of America, Ms. Nancy Wallace from NOAA, who will be working with Ms. Andrea Jacobs from MEPA in Antigua and Barbuda. Will be supported by secretariat, and we will also be taking notes to summarize these discussions. Out in breakout group in room number four will be Mr. Sebastian Jankönig from Switzerland. He's supported by Mr. Dow Stein from the World Plastics Council, major group stakeholder. In room number 15, it will be Ms. Mary Chris Lasist from Philippines, supported by Mrs. Leda Reinholt from the Stakeholder Forum for a Sustainable Future. From in room number 16, in this room, Ambassador Marta Juárez Ruiz from Costa Rica, and also Mr. Erik Lindeberg from the WWF. In the last room, number 22, it will be Ambassador Francisca Achete and Mrs. Imogen Ingram from Ireland Sustainability Alliance. We'd like to thank them so much for agreeing to facilitate the discussions in these groups.